Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. First, we have a message for our caring adults. Our podcast is now available on Amazon Alexa. Download the Be Calm on Awe Island skill now and say, "Open Be Calm on Awe Island." Thanks for listening.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you. Back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is penguin games. The dragon flew back to the land of ice and snow for another visit with Princely, the penguin, and Bo, the beluga whale. The dragon paid close attention to the gorgeous landscape, now knowing the way. Everything was white, with a little bit of blue in the ice and sea. Stars twinkled in the sky, and the moonlight caused the snow to sparkle like diamonds. The dragon landed in the soft snow and began searching for Princely and Bo. Then Princely slid up and over a drift on his belly. He spun in a circle and popped up at the dragon's feet. The penguin smiled and asked, "Wanna try?" It did look like a lot of fun. The dragon heard a splash and turned and saw the little whale smiling from the surface of the sea. "Go ahead, you'll like it," Bo encouraged the dragon. "I'll have fun watching." The dragon nodded at Princely with a smile. Princely smiled and said, "This way." The friends waddled up to the top of a tall drift. Princely showed the dragon how to slide. The penguin took a few steps back and ran towards the edge of the drift. Off he went on his belly. Princely zoomed down the drift, spun at the bottom, and popped back up again. The penguin waddled back up to the top of the drift and asked the dragon, "Ready to try?" The dragon smiled and moved back for a running start. Off the dragon went on a belly slide, chuckling the whole way. The dragon slid right into another drift. The little whale watched to see if the dragon was okay. Then he laughed as the dragon emerged, smiling wide with snow on its snout. Princely penguin's laughter echoed down from the top of the drift. And then, sliding down on his belly, Princely zipped past the dragon and popped back up on his feet. "Well, what do you think?" the penguin asked. The dragon stood up and shook. Snow flew off in all directions, landing on Princely and Bo. The dragon smiled and began to climb up the drift to do it again. The penguin followed. As the dragon got ready to slide again, the penguin noticed an eye twinkle and wondered what the dragon was up to. The dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. And flames melted the snow as the dragon slid all the way to the bottom. The dragon had made an ice slide. Princely decided to try it. He backed up for a running start. With the whale and dragon watching, he waddled as fast as he could to the edge of the drift. Off he went down the ice slide on his belly. Princely was moving faster than ever. In fact, he headed right off the glacier and into the water. Splash! Princely changed his slide into a dive. He dove down, down, down through the water, and then arched back up. He popped up in the water next to Bo the beluga. The dragon smiled and climbed back up the drift, ready for one more slide. The dragon backed up so far, Princely and Bo couldn't see. Suddenly, the dragon appeared sliding quickly on the icy surface, and just like the penguin, The dragon slid right off the glacier and into the water with a gigantic splash. Princely and Bo felt the seawater rain down on their heads and laughed. The dragon popped up to the surface, smiling. Then a shiver rippled through the playful dragon. It was time to go home and warm up. So the dragon waved goodbye and wandered over to the train station. Before long, the train arrived with a cozy compartment all ready for the dragon. Warm air whooshed through the doors as they opened, and the dragon stepped aboard and found a comfy seat. What a magical place, the dragon thought, looking back at the land of ice and snow. The train traveled past the animal sanctuary, the beach, and returned to the forest. Reaching the cozy cave, the dragon breathed a deep breath in and out. Enjoying the memories of the ice, snow, the little whale, and the little penguin. The dragon yawned and smiled, creeping onto the mossy bed. The dragon circled around on the soft moss and lied down. A tail curled around the peaceful dragon, and grateful thoughts rolled through the mind. The little dragon was happy to have learned a new game from Princely, thankful to have shown the penguin a new twist on his game. The dragon smiled and wished the little whale and penguin a peaceful night. At that moment, the dragon was very happy to be cozy and warm again. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and then relaxed, taking a deep breath in and out. The dragon melted into the mossy bed. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep in the warmth of the cozy cave. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.